Attacks on medical devices that almost nobody likes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. You don't often hear about a 79-20 vote in the U.S. Senate on anything, but that is exactly what happened last night as senators voted overwhelmingly to repeal a tax on medical devices that is supposed to help pay for the new health care reform law. Joining us now with the details is Marketplace's Sabri Benishour. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so first of all, tell us about this tax.
So this was a tax on medical devices, a sales tax. It was on MRI machines or dialysis machines, surgical tools. It was going to generate $30 billion over 10 years to help pay for Obamacare. Hmm. Now, this was a symbolic vote. Okay, so this tax is actually staying.
Right.
But it does show how unpopular this thing is. I mean, both Republican Orrin Hatch and Democrat Elizabeth Warren are on the same side on this one.
Yeah, well, explain that. Why is there such broad bipartisan support to get rid of this tax?
Well, the medical device industry is complaining that this tax hurts them more than other industries, other medical industries. So part of the idea behind healthcare reform is that healthcare industries like hospitals, drug companies, insurance companies will have to pay or give up revenue in one way or another, but then they will get all these new customers
right.
from all the new people who will get insurance. The medical device industry says that won't work for them. They say most of their customers are already insured or covered by Medicare. And it just so happens that the medical device industry is big in some states like Minnesota, home of Democratic co-sponsor Amy Klobuchar, which helps explain some of the bipartisanship.
But you say this is not this vote doesn't go anywhere for the moment.
Right. It's just symbolic. It's attached to a different bill that'll never make it past the House. But, you know, again, it shows how unpopular this tax is.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishour. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.